There's one thing that I wanted to mention as well, that we didn't get into, which is the idea of what is coming, what the future might be. And I have an idea of what I think it might look like, and I know it is already happening with a number of companies out there, and that is it's businesses with shared services. I think just to be one thing is not enough these days. So, as it is true for the artists, it's going to be true for the outlets that can help those artists, that they are, when I say shared services, I mean record company, publishing company, management company, merch company. And it's to me that when I say that, it's not the same as 360. What I refer to is a company that really has services that they can provide for an artist, and it's multiple services. That's what I envision, one company may not serve all those disciplines, but the idea that a company can provide several services for an artist is going to be a valuable outlet.
So you've got the one company that can both help the artist with the recording and the distribution of the music, the marketing of the music, the concert promotion, that kind of thing, like the everything that it is that helps the artist get out there.
Potentially, yes. But yeah, that it won't just be one thing. That it won't just be a record company, or that it won't just be a management company. That there are multiple services that can be provided within. So whether it's coming from a management company or a record company, that it's not just one service. So yeah, I mean, I doesn't mean I'm right, but I certainly think that consolidation and shared services is already starting to happen, and I think it'll happen even more. Just my thoughts.
Is that because it's simply more efficient that way, or is it because you see other companies doing it that way? What's your thoughts on the motivation for that?
I think it becomes financially more viable for a company, and also potentially for the artist as well. It's fewer things that they have to try to manage, so they have more time to focus on their artist career as opposed to being a business manager and an artist at the same time, and being emotionally divided between that creative space and that business space. I would never suggest that an artist abandon the business pursuits. They should always know and always have a hand in that. But to not have to micromanage everything would probably be a relief. So, so I think that the kinds of companies that can provide more services to ease the artist's burden is going to be better, especially for the developing artist. I mean, once an artist is established, that's a totally different beast, and that's a wonderful place to be. I think I'm just always so focused on and geared towards the developing artist because that's where the future stars are. That I want to see them have a chance too. Once you're successful, you can afford to take chances. You can afford to do what Radiohead did and give your record away or let your consumers, name their price. It was a really difficult thing to watch too, because it's like, that's great for you, but what about the brand new artist who's just getting started? They can't afford to do that, but it's certainly where I'm focused, where I'm geared, but I you know, yeah, think yeah, that you, there are a, lot,
see
of
a
good,
lot of
good points in there.
Well, you see a lot of artists who, you know, just get taken down by that, their own internal bureaucracy of dealing with the band and with their music and all the business aspects of it, that they just, it looks like they can easily get exhausted. And a
sure.
lot of, it looks like a lot of early careers are stymied that way.
Yeah, that's true. And you never know what great music we will have missed because of that. That's
Is
the
that
thing
a direction
that,
hmm? You see Lost Highway going in?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't say. But I certainly think that over the next 1 to 5 years, that's where I believe things are headed. I may be completely wrong. Maybe the conference will show us different. but it's certainly something that I've imagined and believed for a while. But I'm certainly not the only one. Like I said, I already see some businesses already doing that. So, you know, I guess time will tell.